Taylor Jeffrey Carr shares the stages of cannabis growth. Cannabis growth is made up of a series of stages that plants undergo during their life cycle. Each stage during the cannabis cultivation process requires its own unique demands, including different levels of light, water, and nutrients. It can take anywhere from 4 to 8 months to grow a cannabis plant. This varies based on where you're growing. With an indoor grow room, you have total control over environmental conditions and your plants are able to flower after only a few weeks. The quality of your plant depends on your knowledge of the cannabis growth stages and the life cycle of your plants. Grow room air filtration protects plants throughout each stage of growth, providing mold and bacteria prevention, putting a stop to stagnant air, and producing clean, filtered air 24 hours a day. Utilizing grow room air filtration is the process of drawing in and capturing airborne contaminants and other grow room threats by using a specialized filtration system and filter media. When you implement air filtration while cultivating cannabis, it ensures that plants are given the ultimate in clean air from the first stage of germinating seeds to the last stages of harvesting, drying, and curing. Before we dive right into the different cannabis growth stages, let's cover a few important details about cannabis seeds. You may have heard the very common question, can you tell the sex of a cannabis seed? While there's currently no way to determine the sex of a seed by examination, there are companies that produce feminized seeds which are bred to provide a 99.9% chance of growing female. Cannabis seeds remain inactive until they are exposed to water and light. They are relatively strong and survive well in dark, cool places such as refrigerators. It's important to note that if temperatures are too low or fall below freezing, cannabis seeds can become damaged or die. Cannabis plants are generally dioecious, meaning that male and female reproductive organs are in separate individuals. However, sometimes cannabis plants demonstrate intersex characteristics and are referred to as hermes. Females are the only cannabis plants with the ability to produce buds that can be harvested to smoke, vape, dab, and ingest. Male plants and hermes must be removed before the flowers open to ensure that your cannabis retains its quality and remains free of seeds. When male or dual-sex plants grow together with females, they pollinate them, causing the females to stop using their energy to feed buds and start focusing on producing seeds, which results in reduced and sometimes ruined bud harvest. 1. Germinating seeds. To effectively germinate, you must ensure that seeds are mature enough. If your seeds are immature, they will likely not germinate. If your seeds have reached maturity, they will appear shiny and light to dark brown and will be dry and hard to the touch. If your seeds are underdeveloped, they will feel soft and appear white or green. To germinate, keep your seed in a wet, dark place. Some growers may keep it in a cup of water or wrapped in a wet paper towel and set inside of a cabinet. 2. Seedling stage. The seedling growth stage is fragile and plants must receive 18 to 24 hours of sunlight, moist soil, and mild humidity to grow rapidly. Because the seedling has such a small root system, it's important to not drown it by overwatering. Once a plant becomes a seedling, it will develop more traditional-looking cannabis leaves. A marijuana leaf is made up of anywhere between 3 to 13 fingers. The leaves produced from a sprout will appear with only one rigged finger. With new growth, marijuana leaves will develop more fingers. Mature marijuana plants will typically have between 5 and 7 fingers per leaf, but can reach up to 13. 3. Vegetative growth. Once a seedling develops 7 sets of pointed leaves, it enters vegetative growth. After being relocated to a larger pot, the growth of a cannabis plant soars. Its stem becomes thicker and grows taller, it produces more leaves, nodes, and branches, and its root system becomes more established to prepare for flowering. This is the stage where growers will begin topping and training plants. The spacing between nodes displays what kind of cannabis you are growing. A node is where any two branches intersect off the main stalk. When a plant is young, nodes develop in pairs. When a plant has matured, nodes start to alternate. They still develop in pairs, but there is more distance between them and branches are no longer parallel to one another. 4. Pre-flowering. It can take anywhere from 7 to 14 days for a plant to enter the pre-flowering stage. Once it does, the sex can be determined by the pre-flower found at the nodes. It becomes easier to figure out the sex when the plant goes deeper into vegetation. How to tell if your plant is a male or female? Female, two pistils, the pistil contains the reproductive parts of a flower, will be growing on the buds. Flowers grow above these leaves, one cluster on each side. Male, small green sacs full of pollen will be seen on the node areas. 5. Flowering. The flowering stage occurs naturally when plants receive less than 12 hours of light a day. For cannabis to completely enter the flowering stage, it requires periods of 10 to 12 hours of complete darkness. You will know that your plant is ready to be harvested when the colors of the pistils on cola buds turn from white to reddish orange and the trichome heads turn from transparent to milky to opaque and finally amber. The amber color indicates a higher CBD to THC cannabinoid ratio in its resin. Trichomes produce THC, terpenes, flavonoids, and other cannabinoids. As flower clusters develop, more cannabinoid compounds develop and the clusters become sticky from resin. 6. Harvesting. Once it's time for harvest, the cannabis plant should be cut down into smaller branches to ease the drying process. When the plant is cut into small sections, the pieces should be strung and hung upside down in a cool, dark room. Commercial cannabis is typically dried by applying a humidity level of between 40 and 50%. The plants should remain hanging for 7 to 14 days. Drying is necessary to prevent fungus and bacteria from growing. By removing moisture, you can effectively preserve the life of your cannabis. Completing the drying process too quickly will result in harsh cannabis. The curing process is optional and involves aging cannabis in sealed, airtight containers, generally mason jars, and placing them in a cabinet where temperature levels remain between 50 and 60 degrees Fahrenheit.